The Traveler's Journal, October 13th, Exploring the Squares of London. Few old world cities boast more urban greenery than London. The central city's five well-designed and much-used parks cover over 1,000 acres. But equally pleasurable and visually satisfying are London's many squares, which actually come in a variety of shapes and sizes. Many historians consider Covent Garden, designed by Inigo Jones in the early 17th century, as London's first square, and it certainly resembles the Italian piazza that inspired it. But Lincoln's Inn Fields in High Holborn is London's largest and oldest true square. St. James Square, laid out as a home for kings and dukes, was the model for the building boom that swept London later that century. A recent survey tallied some 430 bona fide squares in central London, varying in size from Melbourne Square at a tenth of an acre to Eaton Square's 6 acres. Some squares, Sloane, Trafalgar, and Leicester, are completely commercial, paved with concrete roads and roundabouts. Others are residential, lined with stately Georgian homes. Half of London's squares are publicly owned gardens, open to all pedestrians. The remainder, including some of the most famous, such as Belgrave, Chester, and Eccleston, are private, with access limited to those whose homes surround them. These latter tend to be delicately planted with shrubs and flowers. London squares all furnish quiet walks, leafy foliage, and fresh air, treats for discerning travelers. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.